It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Are the Steelers better than the Browns?
Yes.
Are they significantly better than the Browns?
Yes.
Are they 8-2?
Yes.
Are the Browns 2-8?
Yep.
Steelers got to go in there and take care of business. And that's why I'm wearing a suit today, Doran. It's a business trip.
Are you going?
No. I'm trying to set the tone.
Okay.
It's a business trip. We don't work a 9-to-5. And I'm happy I don't. We're very lucky to do what we do. I'm happy I don't have to dress like this every day. But today I want to feel like the working man. Put the tie on. My neck's getting thicker with age. Other things aren't. But the neck is getting thicker with age. And I just wanted to feel like the working man.
Mm-hmm.
And I want the Steelers to go today and basically work a 9-to-5. Go in. Clock in. Take care of business. Clock out. Get the job done. I don't care what Tomlin's record is in Thursday night games. I don't care what Tomlin's record is and the Steelers' record is after they play the Ravens. I don't care about any of that. I don't care about the weather. I don't care about what a tough place it is to play. I don't care. They're 1-4-1 in their last six games there. If you are what we think you are, and that's a Super Bowl caliber football team, you walk up in their trap. And you take care of the damn business, Doran. Let's go.
Yeah, you're right. I like the vibe. I like how you're starting this Thursday morning with the business attire. The suit, the tie, which has football helmets on it, which I like, actually, a lot.
Thank you. There's no Browns on it, though, because I think this tie is from the mid-90s when they were no longer a franchise.
Was that your dad's tie?
I think I got it at Goodwill.
Oh, okay.
Or as my grandma calls it, the boutique.
The boutique?
Yeah.
This is a business trip. I mean, they're driving up. They're not flying. And it's only a two-hour drive.
That's right.
So, you go up. You take care of business. You come back. And then you have a long weekend. And players are going to look forward to that long weekend because they know how strenuous it has been and how tough it's been after a very tough game against the Ravens to roll right into the next week and know you have to prepare for a Cleveland Browns team. And it's an away trip. It is a business trip. And you come, you go take care of business, and then you have a couple days off to rest and to get your feet back underneath you. So the Steelers, like we've been saying all week, if you're a good football team, you show people you're good.
Yes.
You don't tell people you're good. And I think the Steelers are a good football team. And what you do whenever you're a good football team is beat bad football teams.
100%.
And that's what they need to do tonight.
I'm with you. And I heard Mulsey say yesterday he'd like to see the Steelers kick the hell out of them. I don't even need to see that. I don't. Teams are going to let down. This is a letdown spot. It really is. Based on the place they're playing. Based on that Thursday night record. But you can play an ugly football game and still come away with a dub. And that's what I'm expecting tonight. You're better than them. Significantly better than them. You got radio hosts in their town questioning the effort level. Questioning whether or not the head coach wants to be there. Basically, talking about how they can't wait until next year when maybe Mike Vrabel's the head coach. Yeah. You got tickets going for $30 right now for a Browns-Steelers game. I don't think the fans care. I don't think the coach cares. I'm not so sure the players care. They're questioning Myles Garrett's effort over there. So, yeah, it's a tricky spot for Pittsburgh, but just go get it done. And I'm so sick and tired of hearing, oh, God, the Steelers, they just played on Sunday. So did the Browns.
Right.
The Browns had to go down to New Orleans, get their ass kicked by a non-quarterback scoring three touchdowns, but he was playing quarterback half the time in Taysom Hill. back on a plane, fly to Cleveland. Neither team's really practicing. It's all glorified walk through their wearing hat kind of stuff. Thursday games are hard on both teams. And it's not like the Steelers have to fly out to Arizona.
Right, across the country.
Right, there's no flipping of time zones. You're getting on a luxury bus. They probably got a bathroom on that thing.
They do.
You got to take a tinkle. You can go to the back of the bus. You don't have to stop, pull off at a Five Guys. No, you just go pee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not like you and me taking a bus.
Mm-mm.
No. So I don't want to hear, oh, God, it's Thursday night football. Forget about it. Who's better? And who's favored? The Steelers. They are favored for a reason. 3.5 points on the road in this spot. You are better. You've got the best special teams in football. You've got, for my money, and Art Rooney II's money, the best defense in football. You've got a quarterback with 10.25-inch hands built for this weather. And if his hands are big, his balls are bigger. And he's coming off a game that he's probably not super proud of. So there's a ton of reasons to say, oh, geez, wow, the Steelers, tough spot. There's a lot more reasons to say they're better. Just get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention the Browns can't stop the run. The Browns can't run the ball. The Steelers can run the ball, eighth in the league. And the Steelers, the last couple of weeks, have held two of the better rush teams in football below their season average. From a matchup perspective, I love it. Oh, yeah, there's also this. Jameis Winston is due to have a stinker. This guy loves throwing the ball to the other team. I think he's due to do it against the Steelers. They also can't protect quarterbacks. On average, we're throwing it all out there already.
Oh, yeah.
On average, quarterbacks against the Steelers are getting the ball out faster than quarterbacks against any team in football, from snap to throw. Why? You want to neutralize the pass rush. You don't want to invite T.J. Watt, Cam Hayward, Alex Highsmith, Nick Herbig, Preston Smith, and others to ruin the game. That's not what the Browns do. Jameis Winston holds that thing, and he pats that thing just like Deshaun Watson, and they give up 4.5 sacks a game. They're giving up 4 a game with Jameis Winston. I don't want to hear about it's a tough spot. The matchup, everywhere you look, favors the Pittsburgh Steelers. So what I'm wondering is, do Steelers fans have confidence that they're going to go take care of business at 412-928-9370? And are you okay if it's just an ugly win? Because that's where I am. It ain't the college football playoff rankings. Find a way to survive in advance.
You just have to control the game, and you've done that at many points of the season and in many games. And this is a game where, from the start to the finish, you have to control it. And you can control it with a run game. You can control it with Najee Harris. And we know that the elements aren't going to be great. So, listen, I have all the confidence in the world that they're going to go in there and win. Like, I really do. Like, I haven't been worried about this game. I'm not worried about this game as we, you know, are hours away from kickoff. I think that the Steelers are the better football team. They've been able to prove that this season in many ways. And I think that they'll just prove it again tonight. And they'll control the football game. They'll get after Jameis Winston. And it'll be ugly for the Browns. It really will be. I don't know if it's going to be pretty for the Steelers, but it'll be very obvious that the Steelers are better than the Browns tonight. It'll be very obvious.
People seem to think that this weather evens the playing field because we were convincing ourselves of that when the Steelers were headed to Buffalo for the playoff game last year. I don't think these two things can be compared. Their offense, Buffalo's, is Josh Allen. And while he's got one of, if not the strongest arms in the league, when you were having 40-mile-an-hour winds sideways before they wound up moving the game, you're not going to be able to throw the ball. I don't care who you are. Well, let's say that there's a ton of wind tonight and sleet and snow and rain and it's nasty. I think the better running team wins the game. And the Steelers are that by a wide margin. And I think the team that's better at stopping the run wins the game. And I think the Steelers are that by a wide margin. Cleveland can't run it. And Nick Chubb, as you eloquently put yesterday, he's still working his way back from that injury. I know if it were me, I don't want to be cutting and juking and spinning on a nasty field whenever my ankle snapped in half, my leg snapped in half last year. So if he's trending upward and going to be at some point full Chubb, not half Chubb, Doran, I don't know if tonight's the night. So go get it done. Seriously. I can't stand ponies saying if they lose, I give them a pass.
No.
And one of the arguments that I heard Donnie Football make yesterday, because him and Starkey were yelling at each other about this.
I heard that. I heard about that.
They were getting after each other. The argument from Donnie was, if I would have told you, Washington, Baltimore, Cleveland, you win 2 out of 3, would you take it? I think most of us would have said yes beforehand. I would have said, yeah, I'll take that. But you know what? You won the first two. And when you do the thing I didn't expect you to do, which was win both of those games.
The goalpost shift.
Yes, because guess what? They're better than I thought they were. I didn't think they'd go on the road and beat Washington and then come back and beat Baltimore. I thought Baltimore was going to get them last week. That they didn't shows me they're a better football team. And because I now think they're a better football team, they damn well better be good enough to beat this Cleveland Browns team. 412-928-9370. Pat Bostic going to be in with us from 7 o'clock until 9. Doran's got odds and ends at 9 o'clock. So right now is your chance to get in and talk about this game tonight. Are you worried, or do you think the Steelers will take care of business? 412-928-9370. We'd love to talk to you. Give us a ring on that fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. I am not going to read all the texts that are saying, Crowley, if you want to dress like you're going to an honest day's work, don't wear a suit, wear a hard hat. Not going to read all those texts. They're telling me if I wanted to send a message, I should have done it that way. If I'm clocking in, clocking out, if I'm a working man, if I'm a working stiff, it should be more blue collar.
Yeah. It's all right. It was a great attempt.
Well,
I liked it.
If the Steelers win tonight, then maybe every Friday I'll dress up in a costume theme.
All right.
Keep the mojo going.
Okay.
How about that?
I like it.
I'm such a dork.
It's all right.
Your phone call's next.
You're our dork.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
412-928-9370. Are you worried about this game? Is it enough just to get the win, or do you need some style points too? 412-928-9370. There's another reason why, if you could believe it, the Steelers should take care of business tonight. We'll tell you that coming up next. I called myself a dork in the last segment, and you said I'm your dork. And a couple people texted in and said a dork is a whale's penis. And I've heard that before.
Yes.
So I looked it up, and no, the word dork has evolved over time, but it's never been used to refer to a whale penis. I don't think we ever refer to any animal's private parts with specific words.
What is maybe dude?
A dude is a whale's penis?
Something. There is a word that is. It might be dude.
No.
Nope.
The word dork is sometimes used to refer to a phallic part of the anatomy. Now, wait a second here. I searched as dude a whale's penis, and now it's coming back saying that no, but sometimes dork has been used. I don't know what to believe.
Yep.
But I do know we probably need to move off the conversation. Also, people texting and saying if the Steelers win tonight, that next Friday I need to dress like a zookeeper to tame the Bengal Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
If the Steelers win, I'm coming in as Tiger King next week.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I already looked it up. $29.99 on Amazon. Worth it.
It has the whole thing. Like
whole deal. It's got the weird zip-up, you know, sweater deal that he wears with the tiger stripes, and it's got the mustache, and it's got the long blonde wig. Yeah. If they win, I'm going to do that. I'm just going to keep doing it.
Oh, my goodness.
Then who they got after that? Browns again? So we back to taking care of business?
Yeah, you wear the hard hat, though. You got to be a construction worker.
That's right. That's what I got to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know anywhere I can get a hard hat?
I have one. I have two.
Let's go.
Yep.
Your size, or would it fit me?
You could fix it to make it.
Adjustable hard hat.
Yes.
Let's go. For those who don't know, you probably still don't care, but I'm dressed in a suit today because the Steelers are on a business trip, and I like to vibe with my club. Go in, punch in, get the job done, clock out, get that dub.
Yep.
Get to 9-2. And it's a massive game. I mean, it is a massive game. It's like you beat the Commanders and the Ravens. So it's kind of like you go to Vegas, you know, and all of a sudden, whoa, I'm up $1,000. Put that you know what in your wallet. But if you lose to the Browns, it's like you give $500 back to the dealer in blackjack.
Yeah.
Like, I want to walk away with my thousand, or I want to walk away with more. I don't want to give money back. I think you totally negate the Ravens win if you lose this game tonight.
You're absolutely right.
So don't. It's pretty simple to me. And here's another reason why I think they should win. If Mike Tomlin really is the coach of the year, which I think to this point in the season, it's inarguable he should be the coach of the year, on a short week, you should trust that guy to get the team ready and prepare the team more than their guy, even though he's a two-time coach of the year. That guy's checked out. Your guy's the best coach going right now. So on a short week, coaching advantage should be massive, and I think you've got it.
Well, and this also, this is where, you know, Andy Weidel and Omar Khan should earn their money as well. I know that they have done a great job thus far. I mean, we talk about the draft, we talk about the offseason, but the depth that you think that you've created, that's where that comes into play, is this week or these last couple days to get ready for a game like this. Like, depth players are going to matter in this game because you have the, you know, that gauntlet and that, you know, that brawl that you had on Sunday. You're going to need guys that really probably haven't had significant roles this year, probably have some significant roles tonight, even like somebody like Scotty Miller. We saw Skowronek a lot last game. I bet you we see him a lot tonight. You know, Michael Pruitts, you know, the backup tight ends, and, you know, even Mike Williams getting some more reps. And we're just talking on offense right now. But
yeah,
you earn your money for games like this if you are the scouting department and finding quality depth that if a starter can't go a full game, the production doesn't drop off as much. And that's where we'll see how they've really earned their money tonight, the scouting department, and no more on those guys.
That's well said, and I think the Steelers did a little bit of that last week in preparation for this week and also just probably specific to the opponent. In fact, Mike Tomlin mentioned that in his press conference earlier. Said, we like to rotate defensive linemen against the Ravens because you got to stay fresh. And so we saw a bevy of defensive linemen make big plays in that game. Do the same thing tonight. You do have depth. If Herbig needs a blow, Preston Smith. If Watt needs a blow, Preston Smith. You got not great wide receivers, but enough. Rotate through those guys. You've got, I actually think now, a fair amount of depth at safety. Mm-hmm. We'll see if Eric Rowe gets a helmet in this game. Short week, maybe not, but he was here and he made big plays at the end of last season. Maybe he does. I do think depth is a big deal in this one.
It's huge.
And actually, the Steelers, if you look at the injury report, coming out of a game on Sunday against Baltimore, they're as healthy can be. With the exception of Highsmith, everyone's going to play.
Yeah.
I don't know that anybody's nicked up beyond your typical bumps and bruises associated with play, as Mike Tomlin would say. So, you know, it's easy to say, man, you play the Ravens, and gosh, they knocked the hell out of you, and you knocked the hell out of them, and it probably doesn't feel good. Well, true, but you're healthy. Ain't nobody feels great this time of the year, right?
No, terrible.
Thursday games are hard, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
Did you like them or not like them?
I mean, I liked them because there was light at the end of the tunnel. Like, if you go and you win, then you have, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and sometimes Monday off, and then you come in, like, on a Tuesday, start watching. So you have, like, a nice little mini bye if you win. But, yeah, it is hard. But that's why you get paid a lot of money to take care of your body. And, you know, these days, you know, you would ramp up the recovery a little bit more than you would during a normal week.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be more recovery than anything.
Yeah.
I'm getting in the cold tub like three times instead of once. Something like that.
Does that wear on you by the end of a game? Like,
you're such in football shape right now.
Yeah.
That you shouldn't be worn out even if you go into four overtimes if there was ever a case like that. Like, you should be, like, ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you'll be sore the next day and tired. But, like, throughout a game, like, your mind is just like, all right, we just got to win. Like, not even thinking about getting tired at this point.
Yeah.
In the beginning of the season, yeah, like, you're tired, you're starting to get used to, like, actual football play, and, like, there's a lot going on, things are happening fast, but at this point in the season, you're in football shape. Like, you should not be worn out at any point.
If people think this is a tough schedule spot, I got some bad news for you. Like, that seems to be the pre-ready-made excuse from guys like Pony. Oh, tough spot, coming off the Ravens, now you gotta go on the road on the Thursday, play another division rival. They're gonna play the Ravens, the Eagles, and the Chiefs in a 10-day span later in the season. Another reason why you can't gack this one up.
Yes.
What's easier, this or that? Gonna go out on a limb, I'm gonna say this. So take care of business, win this game, file it away. Nobody asks how. They ask how many. At the end of the year, that's the only thing that matters. How many wins do you rack up? That's a really tough three-game stretch. As tough a three-game stretch as I can remember, frankly, in the NFL. And I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I know the schedules the last 10 years of every team in football. But as far as the Steelers schedule, I can't remember, save for COVID, when it was harder than that. This is nothing in comparison. So you've got to find a way to get this one, because if you wind up losing based on attrition one of those games that maybe you feel like you shouldn't, you've at least got this one in your back pocket.
Yep.
Texter, Crowley was definitely the kid that wore a suit on picture day first grade. No, I wore a Ben Roethlisberger jersey in my school photo in eighth grade, though. It was Ben's rookie year. And he didn't lose a game until the AFC Championship, and I wore a Big Ben jersey to get my picture taken.
I think I did the same, not with Ben, but I think I did wear a jersey one year.
Who would it have been, do you think?
Greg Lloyd.
Oh, yeah.
Greg Lloyd.
Oh,
and I think my mom was really mad at me. I think she like laid out my clothes and had like a nice polo, and I think a last minute switched it out.
Same deal.
Got on the bus, came home. She was like, "Did you wear that for picture day?"
Yeah.
Oh, did you really?
Well, it all looks good now.
Yeah.
You go to the NFL. Yeah. Me, I'm just sitting here wearing a suit like a square. Texter, Crowley, it's pretty clear you never worked a real job. No one in a suit clocks in. Oh. I did work at Brugger's Bagels, and I had to clock in and clock out and clean the bakery, and I stole a ton of bacon.
I'm sure. That's my question.
I used to make bagel pizzas that weren't on the menu. I would take the cheese, and I'd throw a little bacon on there instead of pepperoni and a little of the sun-dried tomato spread, pop it in the oven.
How good was that?
Hammer it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just okay.
Oh. Okay.
But it tasted really good at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe they didn't fire me. Because they had to do inventory and all that, and I would just eat them out of all their bacon. Like, ah, shoot! Can't find 18 strips of bacon. Where do you think those went? And why does it always happen when Crowley's on the clock? It's 6:31, time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. You talk about this roster and the depth. Well, we're going to spend the majority of today's show talking, obviously, about Steelers-Browns, and we would love to take your calls on the game at 412-928-9370. There's a big Steelers topic out there that's not game-related that we absolutely need to hit on, and that's one of the guys who built this roster. He could be leaving. Rubbo Raggy! We'll talk about that coming up next. Texter, if Crowley wore the hard hat with the suit, that would be ultimate safety guy vibe.
Yes, it would.
You know what else it would be? Like those politicians who go...
groundbreaking, and they hold the shovel.
That's
and they
right.
They don't want to get dirty.
That's right.
Dorks.
Or they're going to show that they support unions, and they want to be blue collar, but they're wearing their suit. They put on the hard hat and the goggles,
there's
and it's
nothing
like,
that... makes me...
Like, people wouldn't buy that if I walked in there. If I head down to the mill, Dorn. I go down to the mill wearing this, but I throw in a hard hat or some gloves. They'd beat the hell out of me.
Yeah, like I'll reserve myself right now.
I don't think even if I dressed the part, I could look the part as a blue collar guy.
Can you say that again? I'm going down to the mill.
I run down the mill, throw a hard hat on. I ain't fooling anybody. All right, Andy Weidel. I think in just a few short seasons, is a very popular guy around here. I think he's elite at his job, did a great job in Philadelphia. Well, the New York Jets fired Joe Douglas, their general manager, and one of the hot rumors right now on the interwebs, Doran, is that they're interested in Andy Weidel. And I think Andy Weidel should be a GM in the NFL. I think he'll be an elite GM in the NFL. He's a good guy. He builds teams that are tough,
mm-hmm.
that are physical, that rush the passer, that run the football. I think he could give the Jets stability. But two things. One, I don't want him to leave. I think he's just getting started here. And two, don't go to New York, Andy. Don't go there. Don't go to that franchise. There will be another opportunity. Take another opportunity. And I would also add, when the Browns fire their guy at the end of the year, if they do, don't go there. And if Carolina gets rid of their guy, don't go there. Any place else you want to go, go. But those places, I don't know even if you're good at your job, which I think he is, that you can get it done with meddling ownership.
Andy Weidel's not a stupid guy.
That's right.
I've known him for a long time, known his family for a long time. And this isn't his first go around. He's been in doing this for a long time, 20 plus years, been in the scouting department, started with the Steelers and bounced around a little bit, and so has his brothers. Casey Weidel is with the Steelers, his youngest brother right now. He's not a stupid guy. He doesn't need to jump to these opportunities.
Yep.
And he knows that. Like the right opportunity, Andy Weidel is going to go to the right opportunity at the right time whenever he gets to probably either have an established quarterback or gets to draft.
Yeah.
A young, up-and-coming, top-pick quarterback within the structure of, hey, we have stability with this franchise. He is not going to do that. And I'm glad that you brought this up. It's a good conversation because, yeah, like Andy Weidel definitely would be, is probably his name is floating around for a lot of opportunities.
Yeah.
But Andy Weidel is not going to just jump at an opportunity that's not going to fit him and set him up for success. The teams that you named, absolutely not. Like, I mean, would you do that?
Well, yeah, I would.
I mean, I don't think anybody that is established in the scouting department, player personnel, or an assistant GM would jump at a situation like the three teams you just named.
I wouldn't go to Jacksonville either.
Because the stability. Now, a young up-and-coming role, because it's like, this is my opportunity.
Yeah.
A young up-and-coming, you know, maybe assistant player personnel guy that's like, okay, like, you know, I can actually run things. And but whenever you have somebody that's been around for so long and knows the ins and outs, they're not going to just jump at those opportunities just so their title changes.
Right. And Weidel has a ton of say here as far as I understand it. I mean, look at the way the roster's transformed these last 2 years. All the things we said we wanted to see from him coming over from Philly, we have seen. And Omar Khan gets a lot of the credit, and deservedly so. I think they work well in tandem. One guy's the scouting guy. The other guy does the money stuff. And I'm sure there's overlap between the two. But we said that they'd have at least try to build a great offensive line, running the football. They're getting there.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting there. But a total facelift on the line. And we also said, look at Philly and how aggressive that they've been. So what do they do? Trade up for Broderick Jones. They trade Chase Claypool and get the 32nd pick that turns into Joey Porter Jr. They are aggressive, and you go and you get Russell Wilson. You go and you get Justin Fields. They were aggressive in free agency in a way that we haven't really ever seen the Steelers operate before. They were aggressive at the trade deadline when they brought in Mike Williams, and they attempted to be aggressive. They were aggressive when they were attempting to get Brandon Ayuk. He is everything we thought he would be, and he's home.
That means a lot.
So just keep being you here until the perfect opportunity.
Only thing that would change is his title. Like, he basically is a GM here.
It's a good point.
His title would change. Like, it may be some money, but, like, does money outweigh the, you know, the chaos? You know, that's kind of what you have to weigh in certain situations in life, right? Does the money outweigh the chaos? Because, like, there's a lot of chaos in New York. Like, you would have to pay a lot of money to somebody that has been around a long time to go take a job like that.
It's like hazard pay.
Yeah, right. Like, you're going to be miserable.
Yeah.
Not miserable, but like, what is it really going to work? Like, who's running things here?
Right.
Am I actually going to have a say-so?
Do I get the say-so, or do I have to deal with Woody Johnson?
Or
Shad Khan.
Or Aaron
Tepper. Or, right, exactly. So F that.
No.
Not doing it.
There's co-GMs here in Pittsburgh. He is the GM here in Pittsburgh as well. Title doesn't say that, but at the end of the day, that's what it is. A title change that actually says head GM or whatever is not going to do it for Andy Weidel.
About Chicago. Because I think they got a
young
lot
quarterback.
Of, yeah, they got a young quarterback, a lot of good skill position guys.
But is he getting fired? Is it Poles?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm just thinking about all the teams in the NFL that are underachieving and others that are woefully underachieving.
What about Vegas?
I don't know that I'd want to work for Mark Davis. But here's the thing. These are the jobs that come open. Bad jobs, right? Like, if you have a good team, a great foundation, you're probably not firing your GM, because if you're going to have a good foundation or a nest egg, your GM probably did a good job.
I could see a situation, which, you know, it's been poo-pooed, but I don't know if I really believe it. I could see the only way that Andy Weidel would leave would be go to, like, to the Cowboys.
And even then, Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones. But
yeah,
like,
I mean, Jones is the GM. Right. He ain't going there.
Right.
Plus, you know, metal could fall on your head when you're standing on the sideline pregame.
And get blinded by the sun.
And that. Imagine those things working in concert during, whoa, can't see,
bang. Bang.
Bad day. $1.3 billion doesn't get you what it used to get you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We're diving back into Steelers-Browns coming up next. And also, if you love the show, if you love the station, there is a new way that you can get involved. And we're going to tell you about it. And we have, well, we have a special treat for you when we come back. We're trying to help out women and children in need. And today's Fan for the Win game changer is Southside Heating and Plumbing. Southside Plumbing and Heating, excuse me. Southside Plumbing and Heating is making a donation to the Women's Center and Shelter to support women and children in need this holiday season. We love Southside Jake. He's doing a lot of good. And perhaps you might hear from Southside Jake a little bit later on in the show. I remind you, it's the 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. You can now do something cool to get in touch with the show, Dorn. If you're listening right now on your Odyssey app, just listening live on your Odyssey app, you'll see at the top, there's a little button. Can leave a voicemail.
Mm.
And so if you don't have time to call, or if you're listening on your phone, or if you just want to hear yourself once we hang up on you, finish the call, and you can't, this is a much better way of doing it then. Streamlines it. You can talk to us via voicemail.
Yes.
And it's awesome. And we've already got a few. In fact, someone left a voicemail for Callis this morning.
Nuh-uh.
Hey, Callis, I want to be your first voicemail. Here we go, Steelers. Here we go. It's Jeff in the car, brother. I love listening to you on the way to the gym.
Let's go.
There you go. Nice. That's pretty cool.
So you got positives. You got some negatives. I think Roundtree was doing a show the other night.
Hey, Josh, you suck.
What? So if you want to leave a voicemail and tell us we stink, questions, comments, concerns, you could do that. And then here's my personal favorite, Dickerson.
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking Rocky Blyer is a legend.
What? So top that, all you got to do is get your Odyssey app, listen live, 93.7 The Fan, Fan Morning Show, logo pops up, and then right at the top, you can click and leave a voicemail.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, and we can kind of do away with, like, I mean, we still want calls. If you want to call, we love you to call at 412-928-9370, but you also kind of get past the, hey guys, how you doing? I've had season tickets for 75 years. My grandfather actually ran into so-and-so at the, you can kind of.
Yeah.
Move past that.
Oh, that's great.
All right, Pat Bostic's going to join us for the next 2 hours, and we are going to take a brief pit stop and talk about Pitt with Bill Hillgrove at 7:50, but we got all this Steelers Brownie stuff to get into. That's one more time.
I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking Rocky Blyer is a legend.
It's so good.
I can't get enough of that. That dude's got pipes, man.
Crowley.
Yeah.
You missed the best one. Can I play it?
Yes. Hey, it's Marilyn in Monroeville. I think Joe's cute. I was trying to prank Star.
Are you kidding me?
You think he could tell it was me?
Are you kidding me? What's wrong? He's got issues.
Hey, it's Marilyn in Monroeville. I think Joe's cute. I didn't think you guys would find that one. That was just for Joe.
We know. Clearly.
Marilyn in Monroeville. How's Josh doing today? Is he doing okay?
What's wrong with you?
Hey, Josh, you suck.
God.
So leave us some voicemails and we'll get him in. We'll get him in. And actually, you can't swear when you call in. Like, you can't cuss. But if you left a voicemail in the throngs of emotion while you're watching tonight's Steelers-Browns game and you are pissed off, you can say whatever you want in the voicemail and we can bleep it out.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think we should do that. Hey, you go in and leave voicemails tonight and to your real How do I put this? Your real-time reaction to what's going on in the Steelers-Browns game.
Yes.
And we might play some of the best ones for you tomorrow.
For sure.
As we react
good
to the
call.
Game. Thank you. Good voicemail.
Joe.
Home now. It's too good. All right, Pat Boss is going to join us for the next 2 hours. There's a National Football League analyst who is super popular that says he doesn't think the Steelers are actually Super Bowl caliber. Who said it? What's the reasoning? We react with Bostic when we come back. But first, Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here. The Chevy Red Tag event. Now through December 2nd, 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com.